Oh my gosh, they shot her. Is she dead? What does her daughter do now?
What do you mean?
Her 3-year-old daughter! That cute little girl, she's gonna be motherless now?
What do you... They hardly mention her. I don't think that matters.
Oh! Orphans don't matter!
Oh, here we go.
Hi, Africa! Keep them coming! Apparently they don't matter!
We do this every time. This is a fictional show. She's not an orphan. What should we start watching
now? Oh, I've been wanting to watch the Ted Bundy stuff.
No, no, absolutely not. That's actually real. You cannot handle that.
Yes, I can.
No, we watched the Dahmer thing, and we went to a family barbecue where they served pulled pork, and you called the police.
That was undercooked, and you know it. But I can, okay? And if I can't, you just help me go to sleep every night for like 6 months. That's kind of what you signed up for. Let's do it.
Gosh, darn it.
So good to be back. What? In studio.
Who are you?
This is my new voice now.
Oh, you watched Elvis.
Elvis, Dune 2.
I don't like it.
Well, thank you very much.
Do you need to go to counseling to remove it?
I mimicked Austin Butler and that stuck.
Does he talk that way in Dune?
He's like the bad guy in Dune. I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't seen it yet. So are you going to go see Dune 2?
Maybe. Maybe. Oh, you want to ride a sandworm?
Is that what Dune is about?
That's about worms.
Yeah. All different
you
types.
You want to go watch it?
We haven't seen the first one.
Ringworms.
I did, actually. I watched Dune 1 on one of our mini flights.
Oh.
Surprised. I'm not a sci-fi guy. I checked in. It was pretty good.
What did you think?
As far as movies about worms go, where would you rank
sure.
it?
Sure. Well... It has nothing on the Alaskan bullworm. I think that's the most feared worm in all the land. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Be careful. They're going to breed that with a poodle soon. For sure. You know, like, wow, I can get that.
Do you guys get that reference?
I don't.
No idea.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Oh. A
couple of losers over here. You guys didn't watch. You were too sheltered. You were too. God knows
cool
what.
No. To watch it. Yeah.
Hanging with friends.
Yeah.
Correct opinions. We had a great weekend. On the road, Katie, being a single mom, was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
We got updates.
I did fall asleep at 8:30 p.m. last night.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about Kristen Cavallari. Are you keeping up with us?
Got herself a young little boyfriend, huh?
And we're a little nostalgia. People like that. We're going to break down our favorite Disney Channel original movies. That much more. Like, subscribe, sit back, relax, roll music.
Correct opinion.
Dune 2, the movie everyone's talking about. I'm getting the promos on TikTok. I've got several here. I just want everyone's gut reaction to this. Okay?
Okay.
Well, what stands out?
What's up, y'all? It's Timothy Chalamet.
And Zendaya.
And Austin.
Oh, it's me.
Well, Dune's coming out. Just the four of us organically hanging out.
Oh, wait, let him play again. Let him play again.
I do kind of like the video.
What's up, y'all? It's Timothy Chalamet.
And Zendaya.
And Austin.
Well, Dune's coming out. Just the four of us organically hanging out.
Oh, and Austin. And Austin.
Let's just, what? Okay.
And Austin.
He's out
you're
of
Timothy
breath.
Chalamet. You're Zendaya. Let's do it. Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's Timothy Chalamet. We're here with
Zendaya.
And Austin. And Austin. And Austin.
He's going to actually like hurt his vocal cords, I think. Like
he's not going to be able to sing anymore.
Okay, yeah. Second one.
And Austin.
What do we want people to do?
Search Dune on TikTok.
Search Dune on TikTok.
Boom.
Whoa.
One more time.
Short
one more time.
And sweet.
What do we want people to do?
Search Dune on TikTok.
Search Dune on TikTok.
Boom.
Search Dune on TikTok.
All right, studio. Reenact. Go ahead, Katie.
And what do we want people to do?
Search Dune on TikTok.
Search Dune on TikTok.
Fun.
Let's get that down one more time.
And what do we want people to do?
Search Dune on TikTok.
Search Dune on TikTok.
Why has he got to be so cool? Okay, third one.
I can't
so third
cool.
One. Why has he got to be so cool?
It's annoying.
I am so ready for opening night. Never been more excited for a movie, says Juliet.
Juliet, we're so excited. We hope to see you tonight.
Do you know her?
What was that at the end?
What was that?
Play it again.
You got squeaky.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Do you know her?
This one.
Do you know her?
I am so ready for opening night. Never been more excited for a movie. Says Juliet.
Juliet, we're so excited. We hope to see you tonight.
Do you know her?
Do you know her?
Whoa.
He's a fraud.
Yeah, what's going on?
Do that. Was he?
Do you know her? Do you know her?
Hold up.
Wait a second.
Do you know that girl?
Okay.
Do you know her?
Oh, do you know her?
You don't think anyone, there's no one in his life. Okay, I think he dates Kaia Gerber.
Oh, yeah, from the Gerber baby food family. Billionaires.
Actually, from the Kaia Cindy Crawford.
Gerber? I mean, I've never heard that name in my life.
He's a streamer.
It's Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Oh, I was way off.
Who's Cindy Crawford?
What?
From the Crawdad.
I've heard the name.
Book.
She's was like she a really famous supermodel from the 90s. You know the Coke, the Pepsi commercial? Like
that was
the
Kylie. That was Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, she remade it. She remade it from the original Cindy Crawford commercial.
So,
Kaia Gerber is her daughter, who's also a famous model now. And her and Austin date, but they keep their relationship really on the DL.
Really,
really down low.
Do you respect that?
Yeah, but I just like
that's Kaia Gerber.
That's Cindy Crawford. Okay, but Kaia Gerber, that's her daughter in that picture to the bottom left, right there.
Oh, who's that? Oh, who's that old lady next to her? Gee, I'm kidding.
Kaia Gerber looks a lot like one of the Jenners. She could fit right in.
She kind of
looks like Austin Butler.
Yeah.
So anyways, I wonder if he talks like that to her or if, because I would be like, I don't care if this is your real voice or not. You need to stop.
You figure it out when you're with me.
Stream dude on TikTok. He finally shuts their apartment door. He's like, finally.
That's over with.
Pookie, you look fire.
So, I mean, there's got to be, was he in no movie until he was in Elvis?
There's a bunch of old clips of like, he's speaking normally.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to be a normal boy.
Well, do
you just see clips of him every, he's constantly, he's doing that Channing Tatum thing. Channing Tatum.
Who? Crawford.
Thing. Who's Cindy Crawford's son.
Yes. Mr. Gerber.
They're just constantly biting to flex that jaw.
Like a English bulldog. Just
grinding their teeth. Yeah.
Dune 2. On TikTok. Just,
Dune 2.
Okay, they but. Just
bite.
Like Nick Lachey when he's singing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he, like, maybe he actually did damage his vocal cords doing Elvis and, like, trying
to. We heard so his real hard. Voice at the end.
I know, but do I'm you know saying. Her? Do you know her? Do you know her? I don't know.
I'm sure he damaged a little bit, but you. Especially that second clip. There's Dune on TikTok.
Do you think doing one movie is enough to damage your vocal cords? Because, like, what do they shoot? They probably have, like, 30 days of shooting. Like, is that enough to, like, maybe it is, permanently damage your. It's not like he spent. They say, yeah, the movie took 2 years to come out. He's not talking like Elvis for 2 years. He talks like Elvis for 30 days. Get over it.
Get over it. Yeah, I mean, I agree with it. Bradley Cooper, we did the 6 years. I saw a clip of him being like, I mean, realistically, I've got 4 movies left. I'm already, you know, my 50s. And he said, what's the Lady Gaga movie?
What's Star is Born.
Star is Born.
Into the Shallow.
He's like, that took 4 years. This one took 6. I mean, the movies don't take that long.
Yeah.
Well, you might have to be there. Yeah. You have to move somewhere for a few months.
Well, they might relax. Have to go back and reshoot and stuff.
No, he's just talking about how, you know, Star is Born, he's probably, you know, I had to learn how to sing, so I had to take vocal lessons for 3 years. I'm like, just shut up. No, none of us asked you to do that. We don't want you to do that.
You made it take that long.
But they I had to act Italian in my apartment for 6 years for this.
They didn't make a Bradley. Good movie, so I don't know. Maybe he had to.
You liked Maestro?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, when are you going to watch it?
When it comes out.
Dune 2, no. Then Maestro.
When it comes out.
When it comes out.
I don't know if it's out or not.
Yeah, see? You didn't need to do it. So
I don't know if anyone who's seen Maestro. If you have, let us know. And what was your least favorite part?
Those best pictures. I don't know. I just tried to put on a I can never remember the name. It's the one. I can't remember anyone's name right now. What's the girl? Emma Stone.
Okay. Oh, she's movie. Nice. I don't know.
Poor Things. And she plays like. It's like. Well, first of all, you put it on and it's in black and white. Immediately, I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
The artistic blah, blah, blah. Just come on. Just do the color thing. And it's about an old, like, evil scientist, and he's trying to. She's playing like an adult with, like, a 2-year-old's capabilities.
Oh.
So it's a strange watch off the bat.
Is this the one she won all the awards for?
She's up for a bunch of awards, yeah.
You ever seen the movie Jack with Robin Williams?
No.
No. He's like a 13-year-old, but in a grown man's body.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Is that... No, I'm... Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Is that the one... Is that... Cuba Gooding Jr. did one like that?
That was where he...
Was that Benjamin Button?
There.
That was Brad Pitt, right?
What?
Benjamin Button?
Yes. That's right. What Cuba Gooding Jr.
Wait, wait. Well, real quick. You act like I'm an idiot.
Brad Pitt played Benjamin Button.
Yes.
I haven't even seen the movie, and I'm like 99% sure that's the case.
She thinks I'm just a total idiot to even think that he might have played that. That was his movie.
You know why? It's because I feel like I... Because
his name's not Benjamin in real life. So it's confusing.
I think I always thought that Benjamin Button was maybe the one with... what's the one you just said? Jack?
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Wow, I thought it was a hilarious comedy.
I think that I always put Robin Williams in that role for some reason.
No, Robin Williams. Good Will Hunting, it's not your fault. This whole conversation is your fault. And not to go totally down, I would have touched on this a little bit. I watched a cult documentary on my flights. Great way to start a Monday.
Cult? Is it horses?
No.
Oh, cult.
No horses in this one.
Oh, okay.
It was...
I would like to watch a cult documentary.
Mother God. It's on HBO.
Okay.
Long story short, this woman convinces a small group of people she is God. And she... There's like... recently deceased famous people that she says are her angels and talking with God, and the highest of which was Robin Williams.
Oh, really?
And
oh.
So she, a huge part of the cult is how she's like, guys, you know, I'm in touch with Robin and he's telling me y'all been acting up and you need to go without food today. That's Robin's words. Like Robin Williams was a huge part of this.
She's like taking on his role. She's like being Mrs. Doubtfire. Robin came to me last night and said, hello.
Yeah.
And said to stop eating food. Mm-hmm. And he was wearing a dress the whole time.
He's part of the Galactic Angels.
Man, I just kind of feel like you watched like a bunch of stuff I would have liked to watch with you.
You want to watch that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
We got a Love is Blind to watch.
And is Masters of the Air. Got to see more Austin. Is it done?
Yeah, we need to catch up on that. My Love is Blind content, I was posting on my Instagram stories, making fun of them, and I made fun of the Jessica,
mm-hmm.
and she liked my story, which I thought was funny, a little petty like of me making fun of her.
I mean, she has to, they
you sign up to just.
I was gonna get, say they yeah. pretty much made fun of her by even airing some of those things.
I just thought that was funny. So,
what did Jessica do?
She was in a love triangle. Spoiler. Well,
we don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, in case you haven't.
Hey, my bad.
She's in a love triangle.
Yeah.
That's all I was going to say.
Okay.
Speaking of love, Kristen Cavallari. Katie, are you seeing this?
She's got herself a 24-year-old
okay,
boyfriend.
His name sounds familiar. Is this Pookie?
No.
Okay.
Oh, good. No, it's not. She broke Jay Cutler's heart.
Oh, really?
That's a real man's man.
Okay.
Former quarterback. As she was on the Hills.
Yeah.
Have eyes.
She originally Laguna Beach, right?
I don't know. One of those shows, and that's why she's famous, and she's still famous because
Cindy Crawford is like her babysitter.
And she has a jewelry company and stuff like that.
What's a company? And
didn't he get a lot in the divorce? Like or am I getting a different quarterback?
Jay Cutler? Yeah. Jeff Bezos' wife.
No,
that's what he's saying. Oh. Mackenzie was her name. Let us know. I don't know. He has a bunch of money. I don't know if she did.
Win-win.
But she's recently gotten successful. And then she comes on the scene dating a young, hot TikTok boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Look at this video. I don't know about this move from Kristen.
I don't know what's... Are they her kids?
She is 37.
Oh, okay.
And he's 23
24.
Or something like that.
And she's doing TikToks with him and his...
24-year-old friends.
Doing more than just TikToks.
College friends. That's interesting. What a...
So he's part of the Montana Boys, which is a TikTok account of 3 to 5... hot boys in Montana, I presume.
Is that all they do?
Fully fact checked it. And they do the classic like line up lip sync content. And he...
Boys is spelled with a Z, in case you're wondering.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find it.
I don't know how, but she's like a prominent, famous person. And she's
running
around with
kids,
him.
Right?
My biggest question, whenever I see people doing this big age gap thing, maybe they don't even talk. They just do lip syncs and smooch.
You know, they text wildly differently.
Yeah. I'm like, what is the discussion? She's like, I don't know. I'm trying to still finalize his divorce with the former NFL quarterback. And I don't know. I'm trying to, my jewelry company.
Yeah, that's gas.
Okay. Dustin. Yeah. I might get acquired by Kidra Scott.
Acquire these nuts.
Dustin. Well, okay. I'm just trying. What do you got going on? Well, how was
country.
Your day?
Let's do that dance again. That's enough.
I just feel like.
Let's do the dance again. I watched it. It wasn't great. Okay. Do the thing we'll shake your hips again.
You just grab me really aggressive. I'm fragile. I'm almost 40.
Okay.
So you have to grab me softer. Okay. Not these little sorority girls.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And then after that, can you tell me about your day and what you got going on?
Yeah. Like,
what do you got?
I mean.
Is there anything you need to get off your chest or?
I just kind of...
just want to be able to confide in each other.
What word?
I want to be able to like share.
Say
thing.
Like easy words. Say
share
easy words.
Stuff. Make sad.
Make share sad.
Okay. It's just, if you just say one full sentence, I'll do it.
So basically, we just kind of been chilling and...
You are so hot. Just say thank one you. Sentence. one full sentence.
Ew.
I mean, the boys just kind of woke up at like noon and just been getting it.
Okay. I just, next, let's smooch, but can you please not have Zen pouches in your mouth? Please.
Well, if it's just one.
Yeah, fine.
All right, get over here. Thanks, mama.
It's just a weird, and it's so crazy how many girls are like I'll see so many women like, yes, girl, like own it. She's like, yeah, girl power. It's just, could you imagine, what a crazy life we're in. Could you imagine having a college buddy? He's like, guys, I know it's not, you're not gonna believe this, but a famous celebrity in her 40s is about to show up to the house party tonight. everyone can just be cool, make some content, be a good time.
If there's a football around, don't let her see it. It's just going to make things worse.
Right.
Just hide the footballs, any Bears memorabilia. Mm-hmm. She used to date
be cool.
The franchise quarterback of the Chicago Bears. So.
Married let's put for away like all the 10 cutlery. Plus years.
Jeez.
They have three kids.
He's the biggest winner out of this.
Do you think
he's
ready? Because
you always want to look at your ex and be like, they're doing bad, right? And you see her, it's like, upgrade. I mean, the guy is a hot young guy, but it's got
to
be a good feeling.
You think he's ready to be a dad of three?
Montana boy?
What?
The Montana boy?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think he's ready to be the stepdad of three kids?
Let's get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod.
Yeah, because Jay Cutler would feel bad if she went on to date Tom Brady. And it's like, dang, better looking, richer, more successful on the football field. But to date like fresh out of Lambda Chi, 23-year-old. Like,
he plays football. They're all football players at Montana State. So,
oh.
You know, maybe we'll see him at the combine. I don't know.
Even though he's 24?
Still, I don't know.
There was a report that Clay Travis put out that Jay Cutler could be the first quarterback to get divorced and make money off of it. So I think...
Wow.
Oh, because
she had so much?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Nice.
First quarterback ever. I mean, Tom Brady, she was richer than him. But, you know, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
All right. So, Montana boys, they're doing their thing. Jake, what were you going to give us today?
Got a few things. You know, I think this piggybacks off the Montana boys. Derek, we pull up the picture I airdropped to you. This was posted in the Kansas City. This is a local something.
Oh.
It's a screenshot from Craigslist.
Was this a local? It's a boxing match that was local? or just a local post?
This is not a boxing match here. You'll see. This is a Craigslist post.
Oh, what about
job details? Got Riz and know how to slay social post? Is your video / photo editing and filtering on point? Want to help keep the county from giving cringe vibes on Facebook, IG, TikTok? You might just be what we need to revive our brand and help connect our Clay County government to the public. That was a real job post.
That's my county. I have a shot.
That's Derek, my county. I think that's apply. A perfect job for you.
Wait, Derek, you know how to slay social media?
That's a legitimate job post for like a social media.
Yeah, for the Clay County government or whatever. So saw that this week.
It's nice to
I'm
know.
I'm applying today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Derek's not going to be here next week.
Absolutely
for the
apply.
Clay County government.
I'll report back to you guys. On
Do you know how to stop cringe vibes from other local counties?
Shout out to our local governments trying to be, you know, be in touch with the people.
Trying their best.
Mm-hmm. Does like Clay County have like an Instagram or like what are they?
Yeah, Derek, look into that.
I'm sure they have a Facebook, but.
See what their socials look like right now.
Well, Clay Instagram County, Missouri.
They must be cringe.
You trying to help us do less cringe vibes from the public?
Yeah, I was already like kind of cringing like, but this is a hilarious post. Then you get to the bottom, you're like, so. Help out, Clay County government. Oh my gosh, how old is the person who wrote this?
You know, you never know because, not to bring it back to Love is Blind, but some of these like 30-year-old women on the show talk like, they're like, oh my God, it's giving me like young child.
Oh yeah.
They're talk
doing
like
TikTok.
That. Yeah.
I mean, 30 to our age. Like, do you know any women our age like going, not us wearing the same shirt. Us matching right now.
Oh, I don't hang out with those people.
I was surprised people that age. It's such a Gen Z way of talking.
It's not
right?
just like they did it like once it's or twice like as a drama. Funny way. It's like they were really talking
it's
like that like throughout the whole
small
thing.
Child. It's giving childish behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would like to be around those types of people.
Clay County's Facebook page isn't really popping, so I think they could use some help.
Oh, maybe I'm going to apply, and then right when they give me the job and the controls of the social, just post, like, go get your Pfizer booster. Just watch the county burn to the ground. That'd be a funny prank. Are you going to apply?
I think it would be fun to go against
Derek's hometown kid.
Yeah, yeah. Got the local support.
Apply do really bad to make me look better.
That could be, it could kind of elevate your, Riz.
Riz. Did you guys see this national anthem from an 8-year-old?
Yes.
Oh. I did not. It.
Did they
play it? Yeah. We're going to make fun of a child.
No.
Yep.
No.
That's a new age. Well, it's a new time.
We're making fun of the parents.
Yeah, she's trapped in a small girl's body, but she's an adult, so it's okay.
That's
and rats,
the outfit's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's touching the ground. Are they laughing?
Yeah, they are. Oh, no.
I mean,
who is she? Why is she?
Oh, she's giving it her all, man.
She's been making the rounds, too. This is the one and only.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I really need
to
understand.
Why do people keep hiring her?
I need to understand the context. Yeah, who? Yeah. Why was she hired at the very first gig to begin with? And then why?
And it wasn't a one and done. I'll pull up.
We're going to have just a monster generation. You've seen all the funny videos of 8-year-old boys playing basketball. They like make a layup and they're like.
Yeah.
You know, doing this like flexing. And we got her out there.
The girl's name is Kinsley Murray. She has sung the national anthem at hundreds of other sporting events over the years.
Hundreds?
Over the years. So she started when she was like maybe 5.
Oh my goodness.
Why did,
There's had to be like a reason why. Maybe she was just a cute little girl who really liked to sing and like was like, I love America. So some like local thing was like, sure, you can come do this. And now it's kind of like it's clearly a thing now.
Or yeah, maybe she's only done really, really small events.
Yeah.
And then she used that to be like, hey, Indiana Pacers, I've done hundreds of, events. They're like, oh, okay, well, I'm sure you're good. Get in there.
Get in there.
Never again.
The The players laughing is fantastic.
I mean, yeah, she has some confidence.
I don't know. What do you guys think about the? Should we? If I'm running an organization, I think I'm just saying, hey, let's play an instrumental track and keep it moving. These anthems, I don't know what it, it's a real roll of the dice with some of these anthem singers.
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought about what I would do if I was in charge.
You'd also argue, I don't know. You, someone has hired her like, this would be kind of funny. Just disrespect the anthem a little bit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know.
You have these people that do too much. Anthem is just it's to respect the nation, just sing it properly. It's not about you, right?
Right.
I think I'd go the opposite direction of you. I would start my own reality TV show around getting to sing the national anthem. The winner gets to sing it all 81 home baseball games. Just that's your full-time job now. You just sing the national anthem at every home baseball game.
You love him.
Here he is again.
Once again.
Kenny Dickinson. Give it up, Guardians fans.
I've noticed that Kansas City kind of has that one black dude who's like a active or former military who always sings.
Oh, yeah, they like him.
But he's a very good singer.
Why? Yeah.
That's kind of like nice. Like, hey, he's a go-to.
In the circuit. You want to get in the circuit?
Yeah, sing the national anthem. It's a total win-win.
Arrowhead would be cool. You get the home of the Chiefs at the end.
You have so much to gain from doing it, dude.
Yeah, I'll do it. I've been teased and offered a time or two, but yeah, I don't think.
It's not your, I've heard it's just like it's a lose-lose, but just like you only stand to lose from doing the national anthem.
I just, there's unless no you're Chris part Stapleton. Of me. I don't know. There's no part of me that'd be like, oh, that'd be cool. I just think.
You don't think Arrowhead would be cool?
Just like tailgate.
Just singing out there with you and your 8 friends. Guys, it needs more if I do it here. Else,
really.
One of my friends sang it for the Braves when we were in college.
You have a friend who sings?
Yes.
Who's better, me or him? Is it a boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Oh. How'd she do?
Good. I wasn't there, but I'm sure she did good. Well.
Good and well.
What's the proper right there? Is it well or good? She did well?
She did well.
I liked how you said good well.
She did well. She did good and well.
She did good well.
So, what? Any final words on her? Do you want to make fun of her more?
No, I didn't make fun of her.
What if we have a daughter and she does that? What do you say? Would you be like, all right, sweetie, you might need to practice, maybe tone it down? What do you do?
If
the parents truly didn't cause it? She's like, put that dress on me, and I'm about to go full-blown Christina Aguilera up in here.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is there is so much more to that story. I just don't know what it is. There's like...
She had an off night, maybe? Maybe she normally is great?
I don't know if that's the case, but like, there's just got to be more to the story. There's no way... I mean, maybe the parents are like, this is so cute.
Look at her dress. Don't listen. Look at her.
It's like all those little cute kids that were on Ellen back in the day. It's like
Sophia
this little
Grace.
Boy, yeah. So yeah. They're like little boys dancing or little girls like says snarky stuff like, haha, so cute. I mean, but like this person in 20 years is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So it's not great qualities we're praising right here.
Too much attention.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm going to raise my kids. You know, 4 years old, did, you know, silence them.
Don't sing.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Well, yeah, just bury them.
My gosh.
Insults.
And like then like a worm.
Then they'll want to work really hard at being cool.
Ugh. What do you think is going to happen to you in 20 years after all this attention?
Great question.
Well, it could go awry. You see an Arrowhead going, oh, say this.
Yeah, that's when we'll know. I'll be like, all right, time to pull back here.
Yeah, he's done national anthem 20
That
years
is low-key when you'll know. If in 20 years, we're like, I'm hitting the anthem route. It's like, this guy, he's got nothing to do. We'll see. What else is on? Did you have another thing you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I saw a handful of things. Really, just click on any of them, Derek. That's up to you.
Does one of them have to do with wrestling, or did Trey just totally make that up?
Yeah, you want to say there was one about boxing. It's actually an old video, but I just saw it this week.
Okay, yeah. See, I wasn't making that up.
Yeah,
okay.
You were making it up.
I don't know what I was.
Have you seen this before?
This is brilliant.
Professional boxer sold his skin to like 8 different companies.
Taped ads all over his skin. his flubby body. That's genius.
I don't know why more people aren't doing this. Like, forget athletes, just in general. Just like, let's do it. Put it on our foreheads, like while we're podcasting, right, or just driving around town. Hey, I'm going to the Chiefs game. You want to? I'll sell you a forearm for $400.
Yeah, think of like you got like 6'9" guys. Everyone's always like, look at that guy. And if he just had an ad across his forehead,
Coca-Cola
on
spiced.
His forehead.
You would legitimately sell that.
No, that's prime real estate. It costs a lot to get the forehead.
And I'm not saying I don't ever want to encourage this unless we get in dire straits. But Katie's been doing her squats. I mean, just a nice ad.
Excuse you?
A lot of people, what's going on back there? I shouldn't look.
Excuse you?
Oh, they've got a deal going right now? Lunchables?
Ew, what?
Well, I want to be realistic. I mean, a Fortune 500 company's not. But, a BOGO at
Payless or something. Hey,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like someone to sponsor like kind of like mouth tape across your mouth. It can have a company.
The sleep tape?
Yeah. What do you guys think about the sleep tape?
I'm very confident I would wake up in the middle of the night in a complete panic.
Same.
I actually saw a guy being like, the mouth tape's really good. After the first few nights, I did wake up a couple times kind of like, probably suffocating. He's like, but then once I got used to it, that sounds really terrifying.
What exactly is the purpose of it?
It's supposed to force you to breathe through your nose, which is much healthier, apparently. So, like, if you're snoring, it'll stop you from snoring. Or, like, if you have,
or
like,
it might kill you because you're
totally
snoring.
Like, if you have a cold, you will just asphyxiate. Something's got to give.
Yeah, completely ruin your quality of sleep for some people, or really help.
That's so bizarre. I don't ever want my mouth to be taped or closed shut like that.
Yeah, I would never want yours to be either.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Well, you're losing ad dollars. Because that's mm-hmm. that space you could have sold
that
to
is.
People.
There's, people who just look weird, or if you put like certain people in a certain part of town, everyone kind of looks at them. But if they had an ad on them,
yeah,
at least it's like.
I think that's a way to really capitalize on deformities. Sixth finger, people are looking at it anyway. Slap a little Pepsi Max on there. Why not?
Why not? Like the time I strolled through Harlem because I was young and didn't know, and
everybody's looking at you.
I had a black man be like, "You get in the wrong part of town," and. Everyone's giving me side eye, but what if it's, it said...
It starts off as side eye.
Sprite remix on sale.
Oh my gosh.
And they're at least like, you should leave, but I mean, that's a nice...
You're just becoming like a...
Tip.
The same thing as like the guy that stands in the corner that's like twirling the sign. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically already doing it, but you could just make it a lot more passive income.
Oh, I see.
Passive.
I see.
So, genius. The boxers are doing it. Coming from
that is pretty smart. It is shocking that no other boxers are. What are sports do they not wear shirts? There's not very many.
Why do you want to know that?
Aren't you glad I don't know that?
That's a fun question. Shirtless sports, boxing.
There was after UFC, that one women's World Cup swimming. Soccer game.
Mia Hamm did
Brandy
it.
Brandy Chastain.
Sorry, teammate. That like lingerie football league.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen this?
No.
Women tackle each other, and
it's interesting.
There's really not other than
just swimming.
Oh yeah, swimming.
Swimming and
any sort of like fighting, yeah. MMA, UFC, all that.
Good question.
Interesting.
Couple delivers baby in parking lot of McDonald's.
Didn't see this. Hope it's in Clay County.
This happened in Wisconsin, of course.
Dang it.
Those people love eating cheese. And it was pretty intense. I'm still in shock. At around 11 p.m., Analysia?
No, that's analgia.
Analgia.
What?
Analysia.
I don't know.
I think you're right. Analgia. She thought she was just having Braxton Hicks. She was 38 weeks. Do you get Braxton Hicks at 38 weeks?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that. Honest to God, I thought that was the
what name she was gonna of the name child.
I really couldn't find it on the article. I was like, she thought she was getting Braxton Hicks. Instead, she got McRib Hicks.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
She saw his face and like, this isn't a Braxton.
This is well, so what's the Braxton Hicks? Sounds like it's maybe something sad now.
It's
but
not.
I didn't know it.
It's okay. Just like premature, like small contractions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We can make fun of that.
Yeah. And what's and why'd they name it Braxton Hicks?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
She was jolted awake and her water broke. It was go time. So they went out the door as soon as they could. And Anil's jokes that she's never seen Daniel drive so fast. We were in the car for like 2 minutes. I was like, you got to pull over. It's happening.
Oh my
He pulled into McDonald's parking lot.
This is stressing me.
Called 911. And it was about 4 a.m. She pushed 3 times and he was out.
Oh, she said, we have to pull over. I feel like I'm sitting on the baby's head.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, poor Braxton.
Was this her first child?
8 pounds, 6 ounce bundle of joy.
I need to know this. If this. Was this her first child?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think
so. Wow. It was at 4 a.m. and it was snowing. What a nightmare.
They named him Micah, but he's affectionately now known as their Little McFlurry.
Because
after the Fast Food Chain's famous dessert.
My gosh.
So
I pushed this. Analgia said, I pushed 3 times and he came out.
That's, well, good for her. That's amazing.
No third, way it's her first kid.
Her third one.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, when my mom had her fourth kid, it was real close to getting to the hospital.
She sneezed, man.
This is crazy. The first thing she noticed was that the newborn was blue. I think it was because of how cold it was. Snow was blowing into our car and it got on
blue.
His face.
McDonald's? Grimace?
Yeah.
That's terrifying because
they should call him Grimace.
If I saw a blue baby come out, I wouldn't think it's cold. I would think, is it breathing?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's blue. Wow, the door's open. Shut the door. That's why he's blue.
We thought it was so funny because it paired right with McDonald's limited time Grimace shake.
That is, that gives me anxiety to deliver in a car. Car professionally cleaned after?
She got in the trunk. You know, we have stuff in our trunk, so I guess you'd have to just recline the shotgun. Seat.
Before next kid, you better clean out our trunks of our cars.
We put you out on the hood or something.
Oh my gosh.
Sprawl.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
In the trunk. I would assume like backseat vibes, no?
Looked like it was like a hatchback, like a mid-size.
Hatchback.
Wow. Yeah, good size.
It's there. Probably a good move.
That's where I would do it.
You know, but the Tesla has a frunk. So you could
That's where you put the
there.
Baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, the frunk is very small.
Built-in like bassinet.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It is really a good shape for a newborn.
Oh, this is very stressful. It's like when we interviewed Sarah Litt and she had her baby on the sidewalk.
Well, that was her seventh or something.
Right, I mean, right.
What else? I feel like you have to like seal it in there at that point. Some kind of
wax.
Wax. Yeah.
Kind of fibrous.
Viscose, I don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. Seal it in there. Speaking of moms, Derek, you want to click on this New York Post link? I don't know if you guys saw this, but the headline says, mom loses 800,000 disability case after photos emerge of her winning tree throwing competition.
Oh, I did see this, but I didn't actually read it.
Yeah, I mean, the headline really says it all. But basically, it was an Irish woman. It was an Irish woman.
Oh, of course.
And so I think she got in a car crash and she was suing, or at least claiming like $800,000 worth of damages and disability. And, anyway, she claimed that it caused her debilitating neck and back pain. It prevented her from holding a job for 5 years. The Irish Independent reported. Grabska? I didn't know her name was Grabska.
That's
a pervert.
Cool.
Grabska is a mom
Camila
of
Grabska.
Two. Hey, Camila Sunny, let me Grabska. Is a mom of two from the town of Enos.
All right.
what is this article? Grabska from Enos in County Clare. She quit her job, started receiving disability payments, lost future income, she claimed, couldn't play with her kids. Soon after, reports surfaced of Grabska competing in a Christmas tree throwing event.
I was going to say, we need to look at that picture of her throwing a Christmas tree.
Yeah, make sure they get to see that.
Irish. They're different over there.
I mean, that's impressive.
Drink a pint and throw a pine. I love this. The judge statement was, it is a very large natural Christmas tree. It has been thrown by her in a very agile movement. I'm afraid I cannot but conclude the claims were entirely exaggerated. Dismiss the claim. She said she denied she faked her injuries, and she said she was just, quote, trying to live a normal life. Sorry, I'm going about my normal life.
You're just mad because I won.
Them, being Paula Bunyan out here. Yeah, you're just mad. Yeah, you're her. The judge's like niece got second place.
I know. Do you notice in the picture her pants say "I just can't"? She's got like basic white girl leggings
can't
on.
Can't adult today.
Can't take my disability insurance funny. Today. Yeah, she won the tree throwing competition. That's so funny. You just like, you can't just, you're already committing fraud. You can't just lay low. You're like, your husband's like, hey, I really don't think it's a good idea, but it's the tree throwing contest. I have a
great shot this year.
Your nose is my year.
It's me. I've been really working on my tree throwing.
My strength though.
Yeah. You know, Skeenska is out this year, so I feel like I got it. This is my year to take it.
Grabska title.
Grabska. Grabska tree.
Grabska tree.
Grabska tree. Yeah, great, great headline.
Great headline. Real quick before I forget, we're kicking off the Sheltered Kids series next week. So submit, apply if you haven't. We've got some good applicants so far. A lot of funny stuff. I'm excited to review this.
Yeah. You guys are going to hear everything next week. Or not everything, but
well, so, you're
the start of the interviews next week.
Start next week. We're going to interview some of these people, and then we're going to have you, the recties, vote on who you think is the most sheltered, and then we're going to fly them out somewhere on the road and give them experience they've never had before.
Yeah.
That is legal and immoral.
That we can go to bed feeling good about. Also, from last week, I went to check the comments. Like, what did people think of the last episode? I was like, wow, there's so many of them. I forgot that we played the lottery with them.
We have a bunch of degenerates listening to
this
podcast. Yeah,
that's why we had so many comments. Did not win. I don't know if you guys checked,
We were close to maybe winning one. It would have been really tricky to split like $4 with 500 people, but we would have done it.
We would have figured it out. Mm-hmm. Trey and I were in Philadelphia together, and the Googles like Powerball numbers and then like points it over to me. He's like, were these internet numbers? I was like, I don't know, but I don't think so. I'm just going to assume not.
Sadly, no. Philadelphia, man. Thanks to the people that came out to the show.
Yeah, good weekend.
It's good to be back. Philadelphia. I mean, is it an all-time bad city?
You know,
it kind of is.
Isaac and I were talking about this because people love to ask us like, all right, give me like your favorite cities from the road. Who's got the best food? And it's like, for the most part, every city is kind of the same. We're only there a few hours. We're downtown. They're all kind of blend together. Philadelphia is different, though, because everyone is so angry there.
So
we got
in
multiple
angry.
Altercations just with Uber drivers.
Multiple
altercations. We were there less than one day.
Have you been there before on tour?
Yes. Comedy club.
Club, and we were robbed. Okay. I mean, it's an awful city.
I saw a fan in the lobby afterwards, and I was like, yeah, great to come back to Philly. And he's like, yeah, you get broken into this time? I was like, that's funny. You have to ask.
Right.
But no, I did not this time.
It's just everyone, we got in the first Uber and it's raining.
Raining
you
pretty
know,
hard.
You get in these Ubers and there's enough guys where you have to recline the seat. You know, every car does it differently. So you do it on the guy's like, no, you do it like this. And it, instead of like totally like collapsing up, it just goes down like this.
Mm-hmm.
So your kind of reaction is like, I'm agile enough. I'll just step over it. And this guy's like, no. And it's like raining. I'm like, what? He's like, do it like this. I'm like, I'm good.
I think said, we're athletic. It's all good.
I go, we're agile. We're good. I just stepped over it. He's like, no.
Then
the guy's yelling, you're breaking. You're breaking.
You break my seat. I was like, I didn't break your seat.
He's like a, you know, Indian, Middle Eastern dude. And he's like, you break the seat. And we're like, what's going on? Relax. We get in. He's just kind of going at us. And DJ Michael was kind of like, yo, he was the one to speak up like, yo, you got to relax, man. You're being rude. Chill. He's like, what do you mean? Why are you mad? He just kept saying, why are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me? And DJ's like, why are you mad at us? And we're just like.
And you're still in the car? I'd be like, I'm driving you. Car.
He's like driving us safely, like blinkering. Excuse us. I'm going to make sure you get there safely. Yeah, screw you. You break seat. Why are you mad at me? I'm driving right up here. Yes. Which side? This side or that? Yeah, screw you. And we like, it's a short ride, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we were kind of just like, okay, we're good. Sorry. We're fine. Have a good day. Okay. I was like, oh, what was that?
We
get the next ride. The guy's like mildly rude. We're just a few of us. Like, can one of us get shotgun? He's like, no. Like, there's a third row. We're like, what? We can't sit up here. He's like, there's a seat in the back. He's just so rude and blaring music the whole time. Like, what? And then for the third Uber, We're two for two.
Actually, before that final Uber, meanwhile, me and Isaac are in a different Uber. We had to take two from the Padel place. Mm. And we asked, like, hey, so our, I know we navigated to, like, the casino, but our drop-off is actually up there. It's pouring down rain. And he's like, well, technically, your ride has already ended. We're like, yeah, but I mean, it's pouring down rain. It's just like, it's just,
yards
it's
away.
The end of the parking lot. You just drop us up there. He's like, I have to let you out here.
Oh,
like,
my
you can't
God.
Just, like, it's pouring down rain. I was like, they you can't just go here. And so we're like, all right, awesome, dude. I mean, you lost any chance of, like, a tip. And
wait, where were crazy. You leaving from?
We all went to play Padel.
Is that how we say it?
You know, I used to think it was paddle.
Yeah, that's what we were calling it.
But then this place, which this place in Philadelphia calls it Padelphia. And I'm assuming that that's how you pronounce it instead of Padelphia. No, because then it
just,
sounds like...
I think they just had a bad...
It sounds like pedophilia. And so that's what we kept referring to it as. But I've heard other people call it Padel.
You have? Okay. Why?
Is it Padel?
Did we never heard anyone, I guess, say it in Australia, did we?
No. No, I've truly heard both, so I don't know.
Interesting. I caught that, and I was like, what?
Padelphia sounds so much better than Padelphia.
Paddle, because then we kept saying, like, are we going to Padelphilia? Is that the name of it?
Well, maybe they're just trying to be clever, and it doesn't really work.
It reads well, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
And then some of these shows, they don't even have a shower. So we're like Ubering to a hotel 5 minutes down the road to shower, raining. Several guys, we each have a small carry-on suitcase.
Packed a lot.
Going to a hotel. And when this guy pulls up, he immediately rolls up. I mean, hardly even comes to a stop.
Car he's, never.
He's like, no, I got stuff in the trunk. I can't do all that. He just drives.
Oh.
And then Michael's like, yo, where are you going? The guy, you just hear, ah! He just jumps out the car. What?
Oh my gosh.
And then we're just like, are you leaving us? Like, let us get in. Like, we just set it on our lap. He's like, no, I can't. Michael. And then Michael just kind of was like, yo, why are you talking to us like that? Because he's from like the Queens or wherever he's from. And the guy's going nuts. No, I didn't know you had your whole life with you. He's doing this little Philly thing.
Oh my gosh.
And we're just kind of hollering it back and forth.
They're just going back and forth. On your mama, on your father, and your grandfather, too.
Oh yeah, the Philly
I don't even know what they're saying.
The Philly guy's going, on your mother, your mother. Michael's like, your father, and your grandfather, and your grandmother.
Wait, they actually were saying that?
Yeah.
100%.
It just was the most Northeast thing I've ever seen.
What?
They do that up there. That's they're just crazy. What they do. And then the guy like circles back around. He's like, but he's like resorting to like recess middle school. See ya, fat boy. See ya. He's
oh
like,
my oh, gosh. Yeah.
Good one, man. Come back here.
It was funny how aggressive that guy was when we had a crew of six dudes. And he was like ready to fight all of us.
Michael was twice his size. And there's five guys all bigger than him, like standing there as he's being aggressive towards us. You're like, what? It's just people are
also
crazy.
His pants were falling down. I was distracted. Detail, it's like pedophilia.
His pants were undone.
Yeah.
Button and zipper undone.
What?
Charging at Michael. Like, what'd you say to me? Dude, his pants are falling down.
Literal, like, meth addicts driving you to your destination. It's a wild place, so.
It was funny, too. So he pulls back around just to yell at Michael one more time and call him fat. But it's funny because Michael just got done doing 75 hard. So he's lost 40 pounds since we last saw him.
Looking good.
And so we were joking, like, we should have yelled back, you think he's fat now? You should have seen him 3 months ago.
Yeah, 75 hard. He just dedicated himself.
He used to be worse.
He used to be way bigger, dude.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
He looks good to us. Come back here.
It was just their most... And then on your...
Yeah.
On the stage, part of your set is when you say something like, we were on a tour date in Dallas, and then the crowd just starts losing it because they're Philly fans and Dallas is a rival.
And I didn't even say the Cowboys.
You're just like, God forbid I say I went to Dallas once.
They just started booing and stuff?
And like aggressive.
Like, he did a great job diffusing and making a joke, but like teetering on... Oh my gosh, you guys need to calm down. You'd be able to boo!
No, you don't say that here!
Yeah, you better not ever say
it. Take that back!
It's like y'all
people
are
do sound really mad.
Casino.
They are crazy up there, yeah.
It was still a good show. That 20 seconds, I was scared. And I was like, how do I get out of this? I didn't even, I can't go to the airport. You guys have been to the Dallas airport before. I'm sure half of you have been there. You're fine.
There's even like a suite. So then the Philly, we played a casino. So us guys were like playing blackjack after the show. Of course, you run into some people that are still hanging around who went to the show. And this like white girl and her husband, our age, who you might think to see at a show, were at a table. They ended up sitting at the table I was playing at. And they were nice. And then we kind of, you know, not chatting, we're playing. But even she kind of like, you can tell she's a little nervous. Finally spoke up. She's like, I hate to do this, but like, we're about to leave. Could I just get a photo before we leave? I'm like, yeah, of course, of course. She's like, okay, okay. I'm like, she's like, I was like, we'll just win this hand, then we'll take a photo. She's like, yeah, yeah. And then cool. She's like, okay, let's win this hand. We're kind of doing a thing. And the dealer gives us some bad cards. And she really goes, you a-hole. And the dealer was like, whoa. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I was like, I just think Philly just can't even help themselves.
I didn't hear that story.
That's yeah. So this sweet girl who was like, looks like a normal 29-year-old girl.
I mean, like she fan
just,
of ours.
Like, Philly just burst out of her real quick. You a-hole.
Oh, my
sorry.
Gosh.
Sorry. And the dealer was like, whoa, what? And I thought the dealer was about to get fired up. And I was just like, I got to get out of this town, man. I've seen more cussing outs in a day than I've seen in the past 12 months.
What happened late last night on the bus? We were driving back to the airport hotel. Were there sirens or something? And Michael lifts up the blinds to, I think, look at the sirens. But after the weekend we had, we're like, is Michael going to like maybe fight the guy outside? Yeah. I don't know what he's capable of now. We're in Philly.
It's just sirens and distress.
Is this something from earlier?
It was wild to go to Philly, then to Reading, which is out, you know, kind of more Lancaster, out towards that vibe. And it's like we did a show and kind of in front of anger management alcoholics. Then we went to Reading and it was like people who make their own butter.
It was awesome.
And took their horse there. So it was quite a weekend. It really was.
All the shows were still good.
It was fun. I mean, yeah, all the crowds were great. But okay, let's get into, people like the nostalgia of when we dove back into like how we grew up listening to Christian music. So I saw this article, Jerry, if you pull this up, and it got me thinking back to a staple of my upbringing, Disney Channel original movies.
Mm.
Raven Simone teases possible Cheetah Girls reunion.
Oh.
Y'all watch Cheetah Girls?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you remember the song? Because we are sisters. We stand together. Way ahead of time. Make up one big family, but we are not the same. Our spots are different.
You guys know the song way better than
different
I do.
Different colors.
Sisters.
Wow.
Yeah. They was ahead of their time, man. So, I don't know if Raymond's just, she can't see the future. So, I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Never say never. Little rave.
And so, I thought we could do a quick little Mount Rushmore draft of our all-time favorite Disney Channel original movies.
Okay.
So, let's do...
What's Katie, the order?
Okay. Ladies first, age before...
Huh?
Anything.
Anything.
Huh?
And I want you to go first.
Jake's older than me, right?
Oh, no? Maybe. It's fine. You're pretty.
Okay.
And that booty deserves an ad.
You really need to stop.
Nabisco.
Okay.
Dang, girl. I'm you got a backside say... that needs a billboard on that mug.
That's enough.
Okay. Your number one all-time Disney Channel religion movie. First pick.
That's hard.
Okay, well, we don't do this.
I'm going to say...
We prepare, like, before we recorded.
I know.
We're doing this.
You gave me, what, an hour heads up? That's it?
Maybe Xenon.
Maybe?
Yeah,
it's very passive.
Xenon.
That's a pretty good answer. That's your favorite.
Yeah, I think so.
Xenon's Lapidus. That's a good one. That guy's hair. Uh-huh. I was like, I kind of wanted his hair.
Mm-hmm. Look, little frosted tips.
Yeah. The way they did that was pretty cool. I remember seeing a video. They would... put this like silicone thing on his head with holes all over it. And then
pull it through. I can do that for you if you want.
We'll just go this way, Jake.
Okay, great. I'm going to go with Smart House.
Oh.
It's like the oldest one that I can remember seeing. And yeah, I think I've always just been a little technology boy. You know, yeah. I like to get the new iPhone when it comes out. Of course, I like Smart House.
Yeah, when you watch it back in the day, you're like, could you imagine if your house could talk?
What if, though? What if I had an evil nanny that appeared?
Yeah.
All pixelated and, yeah, just, it was sweet. The Inspector Gadget arms would come out and get the mail for you and all that. It was fun. I'd love to think about it.
Easy. My first choice, Johnny Tsunami.
Mm.
Oh. Bono! Johnny Tsunami, man. The way he shred.
And that's why you, grandpa? I mean, grew up to what you
are. I've met, pull up Johnny Tsunami Grandpa. I've met him.
You love to surf.
I met, what was the guy's name in the movie? Grandpa?
Didn't you also meet grandpa. Johnny Tsunami? Or no, you guys just, he like messaged you?
Hmm. Oh, we talked about Johnny Tsunami. Wow, the OG Rectus will know. We talked about Johnny Tsunami like a couple of years ago, and he DM'd me.
Yeah.
Wait, show where? Let me see.
You know this guy?
I met him.
How?
It was very random. I was at like Comic-Con.
What?
6 years ago doing a brand deal. And
wow.
They're like, it was Man in the High Tower. Or no.
Oh,
yeah.
High Castle?
Man in the High Castle.
Yeah. Dude,
is he in that? I think.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Like, I was almost promoting that, yeah. And I think he's in that.
Oh.
Fun.
I've heard it's a great show. We should watch that, it's, actually.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's kind of historical, right? War stuff? She loves war. She
didn't
loves.
We watched one episode.
It kind of like gets that out of her system because I'm kind of a. What? Kind of, I'm a little bit of a. And so it helps her kind of be like, yeah.
Balance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Derek. You get two picks.
All right, I got motocrossed.
Yeah. Ooh, great choice. Ahead of its time, kind of butch.
Female power.
Yeah.
She took up arms on the motocross track and played her brother. That's kind of what I remember about it. And then
she shot somebody?
No.
Took up arms?
Put on the helmet. Bad analogy. But okay. Then
I would have believed anything. I mean, we watched, I'll mention real quick, Janet, we talked about this while Blank Check.
Oh, yeah.
Where they,
yeah.
I mean, we watch a grown woman kiss a little boy, so.
Yeah, that
they were
was
wild at
20
years
ago. Was,
all bets were off. Okay, land?
Alley Cat Strike.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So that, the ending to it, spoiler, if you haven't seen it in 20 years, you probably should have, is probably more ridiculous than the ending of Double Teamed.
Maybe the 7-10 split?
Yes, the 7-10 split, the spinning of it, and then the...
I haven't seen that. That's funny.
I vividly remember going to the bowling alley myself and being like, I got to try this.
Yeah, every kid tried that. Yep.
Every kid. Yeah.
So what was it in the movie? Because I know what a 7-10 split is, but how'd they do it?
She would spin it in place and then like...
Slowly push it.
Slowly.
Oh.
And the idea was it would like...
It knuckleballed too.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Because you need to be throwing the ball hard enough to shoot that pin over the other one.
No. Very slow. Very slowly.
Very slow.
Those are great choices. I'm going to go with, I feel like this one flies under the radar. Maybe I'm wrong. Horse Sense.
That flies under the radar.
Horse Sense.
The sins of like a horse.
Horse? Like, do you have any sense? Well, that doesn't help either. What? It's common sense.
Common sense. Got
horse
it.
Horse Sense.
Okay.
This flies under the radar. It was the, those brothers, the trio of brothers. The Lawrence brothers. Matthew Lawrence, Andrew Lawrence, Joseph Lawrence. Remember these guys?
No. I need to see a picture.
You remember these guys. They made a few with these guys.
I do remember those guys.
Horse Sense was their debut.
He was like Boy Meets World, right? Like the
Horse Sense is such a funny name.
No, just some other hot like guy, I think. Yeah.
Wow, so, yeah.
You know. Some people are chiming in. That was a good one.
I'm going to do two.
Well, we have a established order here.
Katie.
May I go?
I know. That's such a girl
You
thing.
Are right.
I thought
you,
we were going I, in a no, circle.
You girls are doing so much two. Better at us than so many things, but it's just like sports draft and just like guys are locked in and she's like, my turn now.
But I don't understand. Why did it go back to you? Why wasn't it a circle?
And you know what?
That was wrong.
Katie, no, it's not. That's probably the craziest thing that she does to me is she'll. What did you do to me the other day that made me snap? Where
I don't know.
Where you were just. I said something and you were like, "You think it's what?" When I'm absolutely correct. Like you don't make me feel dumb. I'm right. What was that?
I don't remember, but I am genuinely confused. Why did it go back to you?
You know, at the moment, I was going to be like condescending and explain it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let her try to pick up on this. I just want credit for that.
Is that how drafts
It's called
work?
A snake draft, oftentimes, to even it out.
Fantasy
so you don't
football.
Have a big advantage. You go boom, boom. So you're about to have two picks.
Okay.
So,
which is funny that you asked for two, because you will be getting two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How it works.
Uh-huh.
Unless, but it's like, unless Jake steals it.
Yeah, it's his one turn. Through four,
I
and then five,
I just,
six, seven, eight.
Maybe we should have like established that before we started.
Okay.
Next time.
All right.
We will establish it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're sorry.
I've never been part of a draft before.
You know what? There, we do have a lot of listeners who didn't realize that was happening. And we, thank you, Katie.
They just thought you jumped in front of me. I wouldn't want them to think that.
I'm wrong.
That is funny. So yeah, you thought, why is Derek at two? Wait, why is Trey going? I'm just kidding. He skipped over and over.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening?
All right. Okay.
That's fine. All right. I'm going to have to skip ahead a few years because I didn't watch, we didn't have cable that much growing up. So I'm going to go the original High School Musical.
You know, that's tough. That's a classic.
Yeah. I that summer where I lived in a limo and drove through everything, we stopped just outside of Salt Lake City and went to the actual, I think East High, it's called, to the actual high school where they shot it and recreated the song and music video in their actual classroom or in their like dining hall. We just walked in at like 3:15 right after school and they just
let you in.
Yeah, we brought cameras and
that's terrifying, guys in our 20s
and we just came in and shot a little music video and then left.
Where's the video? On YouTube somewhere?
Yeah, it's online. Yeah, it's on my Instagram somewhere. Ellen, we bought a limo. It's out there somewhere.
I see. Okay. I was thinking of like 10 years ago or something. No, you did it with the limo thing.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. So, loved High School Musical. That's my pick. Katie, how about you get two next?
Wow.
I just thought of this.
I'm going to go with Blink.
Blink.
Blink. I read a book.
I remember the name, but I don't remember the premise
of that one. The roller skating one.
Oh yeah.
Brink.
Oh my gosh.
I knew it. Every time I said blink, I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Well, it goes so fast. It's a blink of an eye.
Blink.
Blink, you miss it.
You know.
You know, it's a fantastic pick. I was thinking if that came back to me, it would be a crime. But a huge disrespect to say it wrong. Blink.
Brink. And
it's crazy how quickly I was like, blink movie. Blink.
I was like, none of you guys know it?
Yeah,
like, Brink's a great one. Suds and Pups. Pups and Suds or whatever they're called.
Yeah. And then my other one.
And that evil dude with the long hair. He throws the rocks out.
Yeah.
And he hurts them.
You guys probably won't know this one because I feel like it was a more girl one, but Wish Upon a Star.
Ooh.
Did not know that one.
That was a... All right. Now, I loved that one.
What's it actually called?
It is...
Wash Upon a Star.
Wash Upon a Star.
Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
No way.
A young Katherine Heigl.
Wow.
Tell us, give us a quick 30 seconds of what it's about.
Teenage sisters like switch bodies.
Wow, good job.
After wishing on a shooting star.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's like the classic, like the popular sister and the like nerdy and they switch. And
like a Freaky Friday thing.
Yeah, which apparently Freaky Friday is on the list.
But I saw it's 2018.
Yeah, so it's not the original.
Yeah, it's not.
No, that's not original. It doesn't count, dude. That's not original.
Yeah, what?
I can't know. I'll tell you when, you know, when we stopped, you know, there was a very big shift that happened to the DCOMs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's.
What year?
I'll tell you exactly when. 2006, June 16th.
What?
Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
Hold on. Am I getting skipped again?
No, I'm saying this is the last place.
Oh.
This is when we lost the true essence of DCOM.
Oh, it was bad.
They started releasing. She's like a warrior flipping around doing.
Oh yeah, Brenda Song.
It usually would be real movies. It got way too like magical and. Do you know what I'm saying? It all went to. Then we started getting into Twitches and Wizards of Waverly Place and Avalon High and.
I don't know when.
Just started to get more like
whimsical and magical.
Magic-y.
Yeah.
Lost it. Girl versus Monster. It started to do that.
Very on the nose title.
Yep.
Okay, wait, but it's your turn. Drake.
Girl versus Monster. I'm going to go with just the original Cheetah Girls.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We didn't.
Had a sister 3 years younger than me right when we got DirecTV. It was right when it came out, basically. So, yeah, just a good time to get really into That's So Raven and Cheetah Girls.
That's a Raven.
One of my first celebrity crushes as a young little boy was, I think her name was, no, that doesn't sound right. I was going to say Aqua. Was her name Aqua? The taller black girl in Cheetah Girls? I think it was Aqua.
Wow.
Had a little something for her.
Okay. Stratford,
Hubba
man.
Hubba. Yeah.
Exotic.
Yeah, man. I didn't tell any of my friends. They wouldn't like that.
My God.
But I liked her. I think her name was Aqua. I gotta look into this now. Oh yeah, Galleria, Chanel, Aqua, Dorinda. I don't remember Dorinda.
That's like a funny. That should be some kind of sitcom or something. Like a guy who grows up in a very small farm town with no black people, and he has a thing for black women. It's a secret.
What's he gonna do?
What's he gonna do? Gotta go find her. I mean, I feel like you guys are. I'm stuck between a couple. I'm gonna choose. I got two I want. I think Derek's not gonna choose this other, so I'm gonna try to have it come back around. But I'm going Luck of the Irish.
Okay.
That was yeah.
That got one it. I can't believe I got that one. That's an all-time one right there. Luck of the Irish.
Give a quick premise of it, because that one was
this kid, I'm gonna find the rundown. I just remember the bad guy. What was his name? Yeah. Seamus McTiernan. Mm-hmm.
Seamus.
And the Saint of the Step.
Yeah.
I'm the Saint of the Step. it was what was the I don't fully remember it. I remember basketball? He makes a half court yeah. shot to win the Saint of the Step or something.
That lucky coin, but then
ooh, the lucky coin and yeah. then what?
The evil leprechaun, right? Tries to steal it. Isn't that the whole
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just complaining that it's a little whimsical.
Back before all the magic.
But, yeah.
Just evil leprechaun.
But I am Irish and I liked basketball. So this is really my people's.
Oh. Man, I'm seeing so many on this list that I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, two, Derek.
You stole my one. Miracle in Lane 2, a little more of a serious one.
Mm-hmm.
A young Frankie Muniz, who's wheelchair bound, wants to do like boxcar racing.
Ooh, I do remember that one.
Yeah. yeah. And, once you said that.
But
yeah.
then there's people that think he's cheating because like he has some advantage because he can't use his legs.
He's got metal legs. Yeah. He weighs more.
Yeah. Quickly trying to find one more since you took my... I was certain no one was going to pick Luck of the Irish.
Oh, like, that no. That's an all-time one. You know, I think... Ooh, I got my next one.
Halloween Town.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
Classic. I'm going with the 13th year. It's a big one in our household. That's the... Mm. It's not mermaid, it's merman.
Yeah.
Really?
This boy turns 13 and we find out his dad's a dolphin or something and he becomes... Or he like falls in love with a mermaid and he finds out... Ooh! It's coming back to me now. He's on the swim team.
Yes,
oh my gosh,
yes,
this guy
yes.
can swim. He starts growing fins. He's like, what's happening? It's like you're part... He's going through puberty. And
what's
he's
becoming it called?
The 13th year.
Yeah.
And he discovers he's a merman. That's right. On his 13th birthday, he drinks a lot of water and he jolts someone with an electric shock when he kisses her.
Ooh.
He starts feeling strange. He starts noticing that things sticking to him. He's got scales.
I remember that.
He can generate electricity and he's turning into a merman. And he falls, and he finally, at the end of the movie, he falls in love with a mermaid, and they swim off together.
They can kiss, and so, without consequences.
Yeah.
And so, does this movie also have the quote, it's not mermaid, it's merman? And
Wow.
Zoolander, I wonder if they're, one of them is quoting the other one. Have you ever seen Zoolander?
Do they say that thing?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, maybe I'm confusing them.
I don't know. I've never seen 13th Year. Maybe they're both Sam. It's Merman. Okay. All right, my final pick is going to be, once again, provided by my younger sister. In her interest, I'm going to go with Cadet Kelly.
That was mine.
I nearly picked that one.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Had a little thing. That deserved to be Hillary.
Picked. Deserved to be picked.
Yeah, and Lizzie McGuire as well.
I know.
They were great.
Yeah. Well, I'll do my second choice, which was Quince.
Quince?
Are you doing this all by memory?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't see you looking. Quince?
Yeah. It's the older sister. Ooh. And they have, her parents have Quince, and she's like the older sister. And.
Wow.
That was a cute one.
Deep cuts.
All right. Good picks, everyone.
Real quick, I have another bad one. Stepsister from Planet Weird. Do you guys remember that one? It was like the bubble alien people.
No.
Yes. That, weird.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All the mentions.
Shouldn't exist.
Can of Worms. Remember that one?
Can of Worms. I mean, it just sounds like you're just making these up at this point.
Oh, Stepsister, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Can of Worms had a weird, like, alien guy in it. Audible mentions, Jet Jackson. The famous Jet Jackson.
Yeah, good song.
Wow. Mom's I know date. Exactly what I'm doing when you go to town.
My date with the president's daughter.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That should have made the list. Yeah.
I feel like I didn't see that on the list. Did you guys?
My date with the president's daughter.
Oh, yeah. My date.
You know, another honorable mention is the Proud Family movie.
Was My Date with the President's Daughter not a Disney Channel original, actually? No, it was on ABC.
Yeah.
But what a good one, huh?
Did you guys watch Proud Family?
No.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, I loved it. How did that theme song go?
Proud Family. They'll push your buttons. Make you want to hug them.
I'm getting it.
Proud Family.
Yeah, I can't sing, okay?
Wasn't the green moose, grapple juice, dried shakes, large size chocolate shake?
I don't know.
Apparently odd parents.
Wait, I need to know the Proud Family.
It's a really good song.
I can see how you didn't be able to convey that.
Yeah, I can't sing that. Sorry, I did a bad interpretation.
How does the main part go, though?
That sounded like what Katie did.
All right. Again, apply if you want to be in the Shelter Kids series. Thanks for everyone who has. It's going to be a lot of fun. And thanks for all the love. We got to go interview our first one right now.
Yep.
So stay tuned. Keep updated. Like, subscribe.
And vote for who had the best list.
And vote for the best DCOM list.
Direct opinion.